This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center did a fabulous job while I enjoyed a couple of days off, and we thank Chris Elio for coming in super early in the morning. Very much appreciated. In the studio with us now, Dina Salerno is back from Susquehanna University. She's the Dean for Student Diversity and Inclusion at SU and their Title IX coordinator. You hear about Title IX. That's evolving a little bit. She's going to come back in the months ahead, I have a feeling, and talk to us about changes in Title IX. But welcome aboard. Dina, pull that mic even closer, if you don't mind. Yeah,
good
there
morning,
you go.
Mark.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming back. Really appreciate it. You brought one of your good colleagues over at Susquehanna University. Keisha Moore is here, works in the Career Development Center. She's an employer relations coordinator, making sure that folks that are interested in getting those SU grads out there get connected up with them, right? So that's a good thing. But involved in a number of endeavors and committees and programs, including the MLK Committee, the Martin Luther King Committee at Susquehanna University. So she's a real doer. As I said off mic, she's going to be a wheel someday. So pay attention to Keisha. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Really
Mark.
Appreciate it. Well, let's start out with this. Susquehanna University thinks Martin Luther King Day's got to be raised up, talked about, brought up, and really focused on. Explain that mission that's evolved for the university.
Well, MLK Day is really a kickoff to our spring semester. The way that it falls, it's a convocation and it's a lead out for our spring semester. But it's really one of many initiatives on campus. And it's a symbolic start, and it's one where we go back and we reflect on the legacy of MLK in civil rights, but also a real reminder that we need to continue the work and prepare our students to be prepared to go out into the world that's going to be really interconnected, very diverse, and be good stewards, be good social justice advocates, in addition to the students that they're coming out with content knowledge. But they're also going to need to interact with people who are different than themselves. And that's really part of Susquehanna's mission as well.
Well, and Keisha, you were busy before MLK Committee came along. So just to explain why you got involved in this committee, I will tell our audience you're a person of color, so you bring that to our conversation, so we appreciate that. Tell us about this. Why get involved?
Absolutely. There are a number of reasons why I get involved, but the main one is because, you know, I like to be an example to the students when it comes to embracing diversity. And not only do I do that in my work at Susquehanna University in the Career Development Center, but also in and outside of the Susquehanna campus. So, you know, it's just a way that I can continue to be an example of, you know, what diversity is, what it means, and why we should embrace it, not only, like I said, on campus, but also in the local community.
Well, and I think, go back to Dina here real quick, but I'm going to ask both of you this question. A lot of the things that I see on the teaching list that's coming up next Wednesday don't really involve sort of what's happening in the world. They're more of a mirror. They sort of look at us, you know, bias and prejudice with Aaron Reinhart, one of your colleagues in biology there. Not so much how the world can change and what Title IX can do for a program, for example, but what can we do? What do we have to think about? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, some of the teach-in topics really focus on personal and internal kinds of things. And what they also do is they talk about diversity issues and justice issues through the lens of their specific specialty. So Erin, for example, is in the biology department, and so she'll look at ways that biology has been influenced by bias and racial prejudice in the past, medicine as well. And so folks will talk about their content, their whether it be English, biology, sociology, and then talk about how the legacy of MLK can even be seen through some of those topics that we might not typically think about.
And as I started the question, a lot of this involves self-reflection. How are we behaving? What are we thinking? And then she just used the biology to describe this. It's that intense. Keisha?
Yes, I'm actually, there's one that I'm really looking forward to. It's being led by Dr. Peggy Peeler, who is also in our biology department. So she's going to be talking about the misuse and use of race in medicine. And so that is something that, you know, we're at doctor's offices and hospitals, you know, hopefully not all the time, but we see this happening in the medical world, but there's not real much attention that's brought to it. So it'll be interesting to hear this perspective of what these biases look like when it comes to medicine or when it comes to psychology and the social constructs in the world.
Legacy of MLK, a day of teaching, is Wednesday. Free and open to the public for the general community to participate if they wish?
Yeah, absolutely. And this year, since we have a well-known speaker, Michael Sam, who had been a former NFL player, he's even going to be offering an opportunity at the end. There's a question and answer session, and he'll also be offering an opportunity for a photo op and autographs for those people who might be interested. So it's another, I think, real appeal for our community to come out and join us at Susquehanna.
All right, we can't do the whole schedule, but when is Michael Sam speaking, and when is the teach-in, that sort of thing?
Michael Sam will be speaking on Monday night at 7 p.m. in the Degenstein Campus Theater. And the teach-ins will begin on Wednesday. And I believe the first one is around 10 a.m.
Yep, I have that schedule, and that I do have in front of me. The use and misuse of race in medicine, as you discussed, comes up at 10 o'clock, and that's in the Stratansky Concert Hall. And then in Failor Hall, looks like at the same time, practicing cooperative reasoning in divided times. So you kind of get a philosophical discussion going there, and that use and misuse of race pops up again at 11 o'clock, and being a person of color in white spaces, surviving and thriving in the wake of race-based stress, with Stacy Pearson Wharton, who we've spoken on the newsline here about student health and wellness. That's in Degenstein Meeting Room 1 and 2. That's also listed at 11 a.m. So the schedule continues. I'm not going to go down the whole schedule with each element, but is there a theme here, or is there sort of a through line that describes these activities as you go up throughout the day Wednesday?
There's not a the common thread would be around social justice, which is the real what I perceive as the legacy of MLK, because it's not confined to just racial topics, but to many topics that involve us as human beings, and being able to thrive and contribute to society. And so I think that that's kind of a broad theme, but I think that every professor is going to kind of bring that back to their content area and talk about it in regard to what they teach.
All right. Tell me more about Michael Sam. His talk Monday night, Degenstein Campus Theater, Degenstein Center in the Degenstein Theater, I guess, at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
So it's interesting because we were considering a lot of other speakers to come to campus and kind of commemorate this event. But Michael Sam was one that really stood out to us because, you know, when we think about Dr. Martin Luther King, we think about, you know, I often think about his I Have a Dream speech. And in that speech, he talks about how the Declaration of Independence was signed, and it was basically this promise to unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so in that moment and in several other moments, Dr. King was someone who gave a voice to those that didn't have a voice. You know, he paved the way. He was a pioneer. And so when we think of all of the speakers that we considered, Michael Sam was also a pioneer. He was also someone that exuded that resilience, which ironically is our university theme for the year. But, you know, he came into the NFL, and he was supposed to be a first-round draft pick, an early-round draft pick for the NFL, but ended up being a last round. And he used his platform at that time to give a voice to the LGBT community. And so when we think of, you know, who is someone that would be a great example of everything that Dr. Martin Luther King wanted for us, the justice that he wanted in this idea of life and liberty and freedom of speech and all these things, it's Michael Sam. So we're excited to have him on campus, and you know, he's going to be talking a lot about resilience in conjunction with our university theme. But it'll be a great opportunity for us to hear some of the things that he's gone through and how he was able to be resilient in those tough times.
All right, yeah, he's an NFL player who came out as gay shortly after he was, before he was drafted, if I have this timeline. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so folks that are in the know in the sports world, they're all familiar with this. All right, we're going to take a break, but when we come back at 7:40, we're going to keep talking about this. We're going to explore that resilience comment a little bit more as it relates to the observances of Dr. Martin Luther King anniversary and events at Susquehanna University, suscu.edu, a great place to get more information. We thank Amanda O'Rourke for bringing all this information to us and making sure that we were set up with our interviews today. Legacy of MLK is the day of teaching on the campus of Susquehanna University, basically from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. There will be something going on campus for you to participate or to just listen to a discussion, and then the Monday night event is there as well for folks to enjoy if they want to find out more about Michael Sam, that former NFL player is going to be on the SU campus. We are talking to Dina Salerno, who is the Dean of Student Diversity and Inclusion and Title IX Coordinator at Susquehanna University. Keisha Morris here works in the Career Development Center as an Employer Relations Coordinator, both very active in a number of endeavors on campus. So we're going to continue this conversation at 7:40. Welcome back to WKOK Sunrise. It's rare you see Rob Center's brow all furrowed because of something I've done, but he's over there wondering, what are you doing, Mark? Yeah, I did the AccuWeather before the sports, so that is a change in a sequence. In the studio, we still have here with us right now, Dina Salerno is here, Susquehanna University Dean of Student Diversity and Inclusion, and the Title IX Coordinator at the university. She's just got a tremendous resume. Bucknell University grad, but comes to SU working on all kinds of diversity and inclusion efforts and committees and making sure that all of these topics are brought up. But not only that, becomes part of a student's legacy and exposure throughout their whole time at the university, that they just come out of there a bigger person than they ever came in. And that's what universities are all about. So welcome back, Dina. You're in charge of all of that, raising up these good kids. Thank you.
Hi, Mark. Good to be here.
Big job. All right. And Keisha Moore is here, works in the Career Development Center. She's an employer relations coordinator, making sure that folks that are looking for good SU grads, which is a very common thing these days, get connected up with qualified students. She's involved in the peer internship and employment program. She's on the MLK committee that's making sure that Martin Luther King holiday and legacy is a very big pivot point and milestone in the university calendar each year. So welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. You mentioned in our first segment, Dina, that resilience, just one or two sentences about what that means. We hear a lot more about making sure that students and individuals on campus have resilience, this idea of sort of the stick-to-itiveness in our society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our theme for the year, we pick a university theme every year, and it's voted on, and then we have a theme committee that has readings around that theme, and sometimes it's woven into some of the other courses and speakers that come to campus. And, you know, we encounter students, and all of us actually have this quality of resilience, the ability to get through, to persist, to overcome. And it's all different forms for all different people. It doesn't take one, I don't think it takes one form. And it's one thing that we try to really cultivate in students actively, because it's something that helps them to get through the circumstances that are going to be inevitable. Family situations, social situations, breakups, tough times in classes. And it is one of the things that really separates those people who wind up making it in a mental and physically healthy way, and those that sometimes really falter. And so it's a really important quality.
It was Foster Furman who used to use the word stick-to-itiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this idea of sort of pressing on despite what, you know, might be seeming like not insurmountable odds, but you know, opposition or pushback, mm-hmm. as we call it today, and not just occasional, but on a daily basis. So I think the students are going to encounter that. And the other thing is that you're learning it, we're learning it, identifying it, talking about it, that this can be a stressor in life, and that the, you know, there are, you know, sort of solutions to these ideas. So I think just making sure that that's a brought up topic. All right. Well, we are talking about Legacy of MLK, a day of teaching that's coming up on Wednesday. Real quick, just to summarize some of the remarks that will be offered on Wednesday. It's a teach-in. The public can go to some of these activities, please.
Absolutely. So we did this for the first time last year where we had an all-day teaching event. And so a teach-in is really just by definition a time when the campus focuses, sort of takes a break from their typical schedule and focuses on a broad area. And so for this, it's going to be the Legacy of MLK, which is kind of broad. And we have 10 different sessions going on campus from about 10 in the morning till capping it off at about 5 p.m. Yeah, so it should be a really good time.
And tell me, which, if any of these activities will you be attending, if not all of them, please, Keisha.
Oh, there's actually three that I probably plan on attending. There's one that I'm really excited about. It's called The Use and Misuse of Race in Medicine, and that one is going to be facilitated by Dr. Peggy Peeler, who is in our biology department. And I'm really excited about that because I have, you know, a real affinity to the medical field, even though I'm in higher education. I'm really interested in those things, and I think that quite often we, you know, as a person of color, you know, we notice things and we experience things in medicine that there's not much light brought to, there's not much attention brought to. So it'll be nice to have someone kind of advocate for us and bring light to these issues and be a voice to people who don't always have one. So it'll be interesting to hear that perspective.
All right, the public is invited to this. You can go to susku.edu for more information on this. The day wraps up with a multilingual reading of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. Tell me about this, just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is actually the brainstorm of Racha Shanchev, who is in our English department, and we are going to have the I Have a Dream speech projected in English, but then we have various professors and staff who are going to be reading in either their native languages or a language that they've studied and teach. So excerpts will be in French and Italian and Hindi and in various other languages. So I just think it's a really good time to come together, and even though we can't necessarily understand these languages, just hear how the symbolically how the message of MLK goes out to the world.
All right, and this is going to happen at 4:15 at the Isaacs Auditorium on the campus of Susquehanna University. So if folks want to catch this, I think it just sounds like a super thing to hear and to really sew up the whole day of teaching, all of which is open to the public from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. or the start times. So the last thing will probably end about 5:30 p.m., and that's various locations on campus. So susku.edu, the place to go for more information. Monday, Michael Sam is speaking. He's a former NFL player, came out as gay, which impacted his drafting ability during the NFL. Was thought to maybe be a top draft pick and then plummeted to, but was drafted, right? Okay, so he did get into the NFL eventually, so that did happen. But that's Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Dagenstein Campus Theater for folks to find out about that. That's about it, but we want folks to know that all of these things are happening. A lot of these things relate to social justice. A lot of your work relates to social justice. Define that for our audience and kind of help sew up all of the comments we've heard today.
So you'll probably get 15,000 different definitions of social justice, but I think for me, it's working toward a world where people have an equal opportunity to be themselves, to be their best selves, and to bring their full identity into the room, into their spaces, and work together cooperatively in a society. So, I mean, I think that there's various ways that social justice is played out, but it's really that ability to be who you are in your fullness and humanity, and to advocate that for other people. I don't know, Keisha, would you have something to add?
Yeah, elaborate.
Absolutely.
Please.
I would also say it's about embracing diversity. And, you know, oftentimes when you hear the word diversity, you just think about, you know, race and ethnicity. But it goes so much more farther than that. Or it's not just about race. It's not just about ethnicity. It's about, you know, ability status. It's also about diversity of thought. You know, so people are bringing all these backgrounds, especially with the reading, the multilingual reading of the I Have a Dream speech. You know, that's a great example of embracing diversity. One message, the message is the same, but it's so many different languages, so many different ways of sending the same message. So, you know, that's pretty much what we're trying to do here. That's our mission.
Well, I see some of these SU things and don't involve how we interact with other people. These are reflective things, you know, how do I feel? Why do I feel this way? Mm-hmm. You know, sort of what is my inherent bias, the neuroscience of bias in one of your presentations. So I think you're gonna if you're getting some of the science eggheads involved, you're going to get a different answer about mm-hmm. bias and prejudice from them. So I think that'll be quite interesting. So, yeah, that's just one of them. But I think the whole day's full of fabulous information. Thank you so much, Dina, for coming in. Very much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Keisha, for coming this way. It's 7 in the morning.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. We talked to Keisha Moore, Career Development Center employee. She's the employer and employee relations coordinator. And Dina Salernos, SU's Dean for Student Diversity, Inclusion, and Title IX coordinator. So we appreciate them coming in today.